Well, you've hammered Charlton today.
Yeah, we did, but I think that the key to it tonight was our opening.
There you go. There you go. Off you go. Yeah.
I think the key to it tonight was the way we started the game. You know, we were on the front foot. We pressed them high up the pitch and, you know, we put them under some severe pressure until the first goal. And then once that went in, obviously, we got the penalty. And then I was actually, I had a go at them at half-time because I thought we let our standards drop after they went down to 10 men. We got a little bit sloppy in our play. And, you know, it's a precarious position when you play against 10 men because they have nothing to lose. They can tend to go for it. And I wanted to make sure that with a group of professionals I've got in there that we kept our standards really high. And in the second half, give credit to Charlton a little bit. You know, they sat in there and made it difficult for us. And I thought the third goal was a wonderful goal, the way we passed and moved it. But I wanted to see a little bit more of that. But I can't be too disappointing about with the boys tonight because it's two home games in the space of a week. It's six goals and a clean sheet and 7 points out of the last nine, so we're delighted.
Can't really pick anybody out, but I'm going to. I mean, Mark Duffy today was outstanding, wasn't he? In terms of his development, it's been outstanding from the first couple of games that we saw him play for Doncaster Rovers to that type of performance tonight.
Yeah, it is, and Mark's got to take a lot of credit as well. You know, we work hard with all our players in training and we try and work on individual things with them. And I think the biggest thing with Mark, and I'm sure the fans will notice as well, is his work rate. You know, he's really upped that. And I know myself as a player, if you're working hard and feeling as fit as you can, you go out onto the pitch feeling really confident, and he's oozing with that in the minute. And he scored a fantastic goal, and he's capable of that. You know, and we need to see more of it.
Billy Sharp missed a couple of chances, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
The guy you brought in to score all the goals, he's missed two sitters this evening.
If he misses two sitters on Saturday and we win 3-0, we'll be happy. The one thing about Billy is he gets himself in the positions, you know, and he's a threat. And just having the team sheet, you know, I spoke to a few Charlton players beforehand and they were very wary that the fact that we'd signed Billy. And he worked his socks off tonight. He was unlucky not to get his goal, but one goal in two games. Well, one and two is not too bad.
How close is... When Doncaster Rovers were in possession and the confidence that they were showing when they were in possession, even before the third goal went in the sort of the first 15, 20 minutes of the second half, how close is that to the standards you want from this team as often as possible?
Yeah, I thought we kept the ball well. You know, and when you play against 10 men, people expect you to go and score 5, 6 and 7, and it's really difficult. And the amount of times you watch games when 10 men tend to get back into it. So our ball retention was really pleasing. The one thing that we've stressed to the boys after the game is when you have that possession is to look forward. Every time you get the ball, your first thought has to be forward. If it's not on forward, then make sure you keep it. The times we've done that tonight, and at times I thought, well, we're excellent. You know, so I've got to give the players a lot of credit because they had a tough battle on Saturday in horrible conditions. And to come out here tonight, 3 days afterwards, and play the stuff we did tonight with the energy we had is really pleasing.
Harry Forrester didn't make it today. How likely is he to be involved at the weekend?
He's touch and go. You know, he's going to see a specialist on Thursday. He'll probably have an injection just to settle it down a little bit. And it's disappointing for Harry. You know, I spoke to him before the game tonight, and he feels a little bit embarrassed, you know, because he keeps seeming to pick up these little injuries, and it's a frustrating thing for us because it's all kicks and knocks and twists. You know, sometimes if it's a muscle injury, you can put your finger on it, and he's just been extremely unlucky at the minute, you know. And he was in the Wigan game, he was beginning to hit the form that we know he would, but hopefully it won't be too long until he's back.
Right, because it has been, well, not even stop-start yet. It's not really got going for him yet because of all of his injury problems.
It has, but I keep saying it, you know, when we signed him, he's a top player at a fantastic age. He'll be a real asset for us. The players love him. We've just got to all put an arm around him and make sure we keep his chin up because he's a bit down at the minute.
So the only thing left, unless anything happens, is Ender Stevens, isn't it? Just finally, in the January transfer window?
Yeah, it is. I've spoke to Ender. We've not spoke to Aston Villa yet, so I won't say too much in that, but hopefully we'll be in contact in the next few days.